finally those high highs, I wanted my daughter to be able to share those moments and experiences with me. She was able to be there for the graduation, which I feel like probably for her would be the most applicable to her life and her goals, you know, seeing the amount of hard work and dedication I put into that. Since she said she wants to be a doctor, and I'm going to continue to support her, motivate her to help her reach those goals. Seeing her dad be able to, you know, get that degree, and she's seen the time I spend after work, you know, going to school, doing the homework. She's even sat here and watched some of my anatomy videos, physiology videos, and asking me questions. It's down to the part where she has the four chambers of the heart memorized. Like, this girl is really diving deep, and I take pride in her dedication and her attentiveness, because at 5 years old, I can definitely tell you that I wasn't out here trying to learn about any human anatomy whatsoever, and it's not something that was forced upon her. It's just something that she's been exposed to, and she showed keen interest, and, you know, this is what she wants to do with her life, and it makes me very, very happy, honestly. But I wanted her there for the commissioning ceremony, wasn't able to have her there for it. You know, the timelines didn't match up. Graduation was great. Drive about 40 hours in a weekend just so I can be able to share that moment with her. And then like I said, going from that super high, you know, the people surrounded, the friends, the family, getting the degree, seeing my daughter's smiling face. She actually walked across the stage, and she was the one that hooded me as I got my diploma. And, you know, just looking down and seeing her smile was probably one of my greatest memories, besides actually seeing her be born. You know, every parent wants their child to be proud of them. And just seeing her face from all the hard work and dedication, honestly, was probably one of my greatest motivations going forward in this. I'm going to continue to use that, bottle that, remember that moment, and use that to strive me to attain higher heights and greater achievements. And that's something I want to kind of speak on. You know, I know a lot of us have very lofty and high goals. I'm driving, so I apologize for the background noise and the rumbling, but I really wanted to get a show out. I haven't done a podcast in way too long, and I kind of want to do a quick recap of everything that's been going in, and what is my driving factors. As most of you guys know, I'm a pretty high, positive, motivated person, but there are times where I'm honestly, I sink into my deepest lows, and I feel like I'm not accomplishing enough, or I haven't accomplished anything fast enough. With the emergence of social media and things like that, I think too many times we find ourselves looking out onto the positive side that we see being portrayed on social media, because I'm not gonna say no one, some people do all their dirty laundry out there, but for the most part, everybody shows their best face and puts their best foot forward out there and shows all their highs on social media. And me myself, you know, I kind of go back and forth. I'll elaborate on some of my lows, just because I know there are others out there that I can learn from my mistakes and learn from my experiences and things like that, and use it for motivation for themselves to grow. But one of the things that I've been able to do personally for myself is, like I said, I know I spoke about another episode, continue to remember my why, my driving force behind the things I do what I do, but also extreme visualization. I wanted to be able to show my daughter the fruits of the labor, and to let her know that, you know, you can do this too, that hard work pays off. And that was kind of my burning fuel that kept me pushing through it. Kept me through the late nights. It kept me through the exams, and because I'm still in the Army as well, it kept me from kind of giving up on myself and letting myself be overwhelmed. As many of you guys know, I'm an MMA fighter, I'm a podcaster, I'm a professional, I already said MMA fighter, I'm a father, I'm in the Army, so I have my hands in a lot of hats, and kind of just trying to keep them all on top of my head. I need to find the string or that glue that kind of keeps me grounded and keeps it together. And for the longest time, it was my daughter. You know, I kind of wanted to be the best possible father figure I possibly could be the best dad in this world for that perfect little girl, because I feel like she deserves it. But when I went through the custody battles and the divorce and all that nonsense, I wasn't having as much time with my daughter as possible. So, you know, it's really easy to keep grinding and keep on trying to exceed and reach those high aspirations when you have that representation right then and there, when you can literally look down and see your reason why. But I also needed to be able to find and hold on to the positive things that I've already accomplished in my life. You know, like I've graduated from some of the hardest schools in the military. You know, like I'm like, okay, I've done this, I've done harder things. I need to remind myself that you can do so much more than you think you're possible of. Because there's times when I was going through the military trainings and things like that where I was literally broken down and beat up mentally, physically exhausted, and honestly just on my last little strain. And there was, of course, those times I'm not gonna pretend like I'm, you know, God's gift to humanity. There's times where I wanted to quit. And the piece of advice that I was given from somebody that's already gone through what I went through, it was like, just tell yourself you're gonna quit tomorrow. And when tomorrow came, I didn't have those same thoughts. You know, because if you can just push for a little bit longer, hold on for a bit more, keep on pushing through, delay the fatigue mentally as much as you possibly can, and put it on the back burner, you're able to kind of persevere through it and remember all the positive things that you're able to accomplish. So just kind of having a treasure box or a mental tool shed of all the things that I was able to do. Like, finals week was probably one of the hardest mental things I think I've had to do. You know, like I said, I've been in the military. So when I went to school full time, I was like, man, I've done some of the hardest things humanly possible. I fight for a living. I'm in the freaking army. You know, I've been assessed for special operations and things like that. I was like, I literally can do anything. This is honestly how I thought. And there's no way things like exams and work are gonna, you know, make me deter from my goal. But I think I went into that slightly arrogant, because testing is hard. It's a different kind of mental strain. It's not the physical exertion and the personal courage to push through and overcome adversity, blah, blah, blah. It's the having the dedication needed to study and to get the proper sleep and eat right and make sure you review the information. Because I'm not a huge studier. I actually almost never study. The way that I study is I sit in class, I review the slides, I review the material, I read the textbooks, and I go through course material. I have pretty good recall. So that kind of is my way of studying for the most part. And I look at prior tests or quizzes that I've done in the class, and I kind of just keep a mental bank of all those answers, you know? But, you know, during finals, I was like, man, this sucks. And I needed to be able to find times where I overcame things so that I can remind myself that, hey, you're better than this, you got this. You've done hard things before, you can continue to do them. So for me, it was, I retook my ASVAB. I had a decent score going into it when I joined the Army in the first place, but I wanted to be able to have 125s all across the board, and I was able to accomplish that. But I was when I was redoing my ASVAB, I did a class called Fast Class. If you're in the military, you know what that is. If you're not, it's pretty much where you get a fast and heavy restructured learning of algebra, history, English comprehension, science, and things like that. So I was doing that along while I was doing statistics, which was probably one of my hardest classes I've taken in college. So I was like, hey, man, like, you know, you've done something of a similar mental strain before. You know, I passed statistics. I raised my GT. I raised all my line scores across the board until I wanted them to be. And I was like, dude, you've got this. You've done this before. You've been overloaded with coursework prior, and you've had to work as well. You're still training for fights. At the time, I was not a father. So I was like, you know, that was one less thing. But I was like, hey, man, like, you can achieve greatness when you put your mind to it. Let's just keep on pushing through. So that's kind of something I want to kind of relay. That's something that works very, very well for me. Even like when I'm in fights, you know, I was like, dude, I fought harder dudes in the gym. I fought harder opponents before. You know, you've gone from work, school, to the gym. You already went into this thing exhausted in the first place. You still were able to get excellent results. So when you're able to step into the ring or into the cage, whichever I decide to do at the time, I just try to remind myself, hey, man, you've done something way harder so many times before, or you've been in a similar situation so many times before. Let's go out here and crush it. You got this. And this is the self-talk that I go through. I got a little bit of a mental checklist. I try to make myself as mentally prepared as possible. So that's just something I kind of want to relate to you guys. And I'm going to reel it back a little bit. I wanted to speak on the depression a little bit, because I know that's something that a lot of men are speaking more so about openly, me, myself included. You know, I started to open up about things from my childhood and my parenting situation, actually how it affects me as an individual. Because as we all know, if you're a parent, you love your child. So with the co-parenting thing, having to have my daughter go back for me to her mom, so on and so forth, having extended periods of time where I'm not able to see her and be a father, honestly, it sucks. And the thing that I'm able to do to kind of cope with that is that I go through a photo album, you know? I know my daughter's probably sick of it, but whenever I'm with her, I try to take as many pictures as possible because I want to enjoy every single one of these moments. And I'm going to honestly turn into a photo album and email it to her, set up an email for her, give her the password. So that when she's able to grow up, she can kind of have like a play-by-play storybook of her life and experiences. But me for myself, that's kind of what I do to keep myself out of the down, gloomy nonsense. You know, sure, she's not with you right now, and it sucks. I know it sucks, but let's look back in these moments, like, get this little smile, and just stay strong for her, you know? Stay strong for yourself as well. Because I feel like as a parent, I push too many things off when I'm doing it for my daughter, when I needed to kind of take a little bit more accountability and be like, hey, man, you're doing this for yourself. Like, you can't be an amazing father if you're not an amazing man or amazing person first. So stop kind of using that as an offset. I know it sounds good in my head because kind of it takes the initial weight from my shoulders and places it to something I feel like is greater than me, which is to be a great father for her. But I want to be a great man. I want to be a good person. So I start honestly doing a lot of self-reflection. I talk in the mirror. I reflect on things that I've done that I despise or dislike. I'm not going to say despise. That's a heavy word. I reflect on my mistakes and my shortcomings and things like that. And I honestly sit out there and I talk on a way to overcome those. But at the same time, I make sure I don't do a freaking pity party. I don't beat myself down and blah, blah, blah. Don't do the whole woe is me. You suck. You know, all this other stuff. I was like, hey, you've done this. The circumstance behind it was X, Y, and Z. But you also have done this. And since you've done that, you've done this. And, you know, I just look at the small little blocks and growths and things like that and use that as the same thing I said before, as that mental treasure chest of the things you've accomplished and the things that, you know, you're able to do, and keep on doing that forward. So that's just some things I want to kind of put out there for you guys. I had more of a put-together episode prior, but I got a phone call that kind of interrupted the call. So I kind of just wanted to go back on my thoughts I had in my head and push it back out there. And I hope this is able to reach somebody and help them. And this is just my way that I'm able to help me. I know there's other things that people do for ways that help them. So keep after it. Keep on chasing excellence and be the greatest version of you that you could possibly be. Stay blessed and have a nice day. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Always Chasing Excellence. I'm a little far removed from doing an episode, but if you guys follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all that nonsense, or even know me in real life, you know it's been a tough time, but it's also had some very, very, very high highs. Since this last podcast, I think the last one I recorded for my personal podcast is about September, give or take. Since then, it's been a while, actually. Since then, I've become a professional MMA fighter. If I wasn't one already, I think I might already have my pro debut. But I got two knockouts back-to-back. Successfully graduated and completed my Bachelor's of Science, Exercise, and Sports Science. And I commissioned as an infantry officer in the United States Army. So there were some pretty high highs. But during these highs, I also had some extremely low lows. I had a bout of depression a few times. Went some extended periods without seeing my daughter. And something that might not be so heavily spoke about, I think, is co-parenting depression. And that's something that honestly got me fairly down. With all these highs that I was able to experience, you know, I was chasing knockouts for as long as I can remember as a professional mixed martial artist, and be able to have a pure, clean one. And then the fight being a pay-per-view, it went viral. I think it got up to like 30,000 views and things like that. I was honestly riding the highest high I think I've actually probably experienced at that time in my life. Then flow that right into graduating from college, which has been something I've been chasing for years, ever since I joined the Army. So that's something that's 10 years removed from when I graduated high school to achieving another one of my goals, which was commissioning as an officer in the military. But following those, I wanted my daughter there for all those moments, and she was